I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive, getting you ready for the AFC Championship game for the second consecutive year between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Cincinnati Bengals. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here. Rob Brenton producing this thing, taking you up until 6 o'clock. Let me give you the rundown of what we have planned for today's show. Coming up in about 30 minutes, one of the greatest sports talk hosts in the history of the medium, Chris Mad Dog Russo, will be on the show here coming up in about 30 minutes. You've seen him on First Take, legendary host Mike and the Mad Dog. Chris Russo will be on the show here coming up in about 30 minutes. In the 4 o'clock hour, as normal on a Friday, Nate Taylor of The Athletic will join us in studio. Nate Taylor will be on the show at 4 o'clock. Really excited about the 5 o'clock hour that we have planned. Tamba Hali will join us in studio for the entire 5 o'clock hour on your drive home, getting you ready for Sunday's AFC Championship game. That is what we have planned on today's show. I want to start with a tweet that I found a couple of days ago, and I saved it for the open of Friday because my biggest take, my biggest stance on this game is, can the Kansas City Chiefs avoid the critical mistake that has done them in each of the three matchups against the Cincinnati Bengals? These three teams have been incredibly close. I'm not listening to anyone that says, well, it can't be a rivalry if only one team wins. Then you just haven't been watching the games. The Chiefs have had a lead of 18 points, 14 points, and a touchdown going into the fourth quarter in each of these three matchups. It has normally been one mistake, one penalty, one turnover, one error that has been the reason that the Chiefs have been eliminated from the game. Are the Chiefs going to be able to avoid that mistake? And if they do, this is a game that I believe they win at home. So the tweet reads as follows. Joe Burrow and the Bengals are 3-0 versus Mahomes in his career, but the Chiefs have led by 18, 14, and 7 points in these matchups. The Chiefs have never trailed entering the fourth quarter. They have only trailed for an average of 15 minutes in each of the game. They have trailed for an average of 7 minutes and 52 seconds in each of the second halves. The Chiefs have been right there. And football is normally defined by 5 to 8 plays that happen over the course of the game. And the Cincinnati Bengals have just made more of those defining football plays than the Kansas City Chiefs have. You guys might remember last year, first regular season matchup between Burrow and Mahomes late in the season. Cincinnati is still looking for validation. Kansas City's already at the top of the mountain. Cincinnati is making its climb. And on a 3rd and 27, this happened.
Burrow, again, with two teammates, one on each side of him. He'll take a shotgun snap at the 41 of Kansas City. Chiefs on a blitz, coming after Burrow. Right side, pass is going to be caught by Ja'Marr Chase. And near a first down, where will they mark him out of bounds? At the 11-yard line, a 30-yard pass on 3rd and 27 on a fade to the right boundary, burning Tre'Davious Ward with another incredible catch by Ja'Marr Chase.
There are so many plays over the course of the three games between these two teams that you think to yourself, man, if the Chiefs have done this, well, what if you change this? The Chiefs win those football games. They just haven't made those plays against Cincinnati. They will need to on Sunday in the AFC Championship game. That's not the only thing that happened in the first matchup between these two teams. You guys remember the long third down completion to Ja'Marr Chase. Ja'Marr Chase had almost 300 yards receiving the first time that these two teams played each other. The Chiefs had another chance to win the football game late. They committed two penalties on the final Bengals drive, giving up a touchdown, this one on fourth and goal.
Illegal use of hands to the face. Defense, number 35, half the distance to the goal. Automatic touchdown.
Javarius Ward, and they burn up more time. That burns up 4 seconds.
Correction, the foul is on number 38 defense.
It's Snead.
38.
Ooh.
Burrow took a shot. He is limping coming off the field. They have fourth down and less than a yard. Burrow limping. They're out of timeouts. Oh, I'm going to say an automatic first down. You're right. Automatic first down with the penalty. So an automatic first down.
And it looked like Legarius Sneed got to the neck.
But they can go to a knee now and kick a field goal. Chiefs are out of timeouts.
Well, Joe Burrow is on the sideline. They have rotated in the backup quarterback, as you mentioned, likely to take a knee and kick the game-winning field goal, or what would be the game-winning field goal.
Chiefs are out of timeouts. They can't stop the clock.
I don't know about that hands to the face. He got to the neck.
I don't know about a lot of stuff in this game. This has been a strange, strange game. They can go to a knee and try a chip shot field goal here.
They kick that chip shot field goal. They win that game 27-24. Fast forward to the AFC Championship game just a year ago between these two teams. Kansas City is feeling great. They have dominated the first half of this matchup against Cincinnati. You're feeling good. You're at home. It's the Arrowhead Invitational. Can the Chiefs avoid the big mistake that has ultimately cost them in these three matchups against the Cincinnati Bengals? It is first and goal from the 1 yard line. The Chiefs do not have any more timeouts. They run a play on first down. It's an incompletion. It is second and goal from the 1 yard line. It's 5 seconds left. You don't have a timeout. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen right now. You've got Cincinnati wobbling. You remember when you used to play Mortal Kombat and right before you would do the fatality? The player would just be standing there kind of wobbly waiting for you to do your finishing move. The Chiefs had a chance to kill the Cincinnati Bengals off. They had a chance to end it right there for the Bengals. All of this arrogance, all of this incredible run from Cincinnati changed in a matter of 30 seconds.
21-10, Kansas City, second down and goal to go at the one. Chiefs out of timeouts. They're going to go. They give it off. They fake a handoff. They throw it to Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill trying to get off the hit. He'll be tackled, and the Chiefs will not score at the end of the half. They tried to throw it in the flat off play action, and the Chiefs get to the one and do not get a field goal or any points out of the last drive of the second quarter. The Chiefs do get the ball to start the third quarter, but the Chiefs have a 21-10 lead at halftime.
We all know how the second half of that game goes. Patrick Mahomes plays his worst stretch of football in his time in Kansas City. Cincinnati outscores the Chiefs 17-3 the rest of the way. The Chiefs get the ball first in overtime. They've got another chance to bury the Cincinnati Bengals. They missed their opportunity. Patrick Mahomes throws an interception. Cincinnati kicks a field goal. Cincinnati celebrates at Arrowhead. They go to the Super Bowl to take on the Los Angeles Rams. Can the Chiefs avoid the mistake that has cost them every single time against Cincinnati? These two teams have been incredibly even. You could argue that Kansas City has played better for more of the matchups against Cincinnati. 18-point lead, 14-point lead, 7-point lead with the ball going into the fourth quarter. The Chiefs have been in control of these matchups. And then things like this happen.
Bucker 12 of 15 this season. This is a 55-yard attempt to try to tie the game from the far hash. Low snap, but pulled down by Towns, and the kick is up, and the kick is no good. He misses it.
and the snap was a bit awry. And Harrison Butker a little bit low, a little late on the laces spin, and it will be wide to the right side barely. And the Bengals keep a three-point lead and will get field position.
This is a game in which you need your stars to play like stars. You need your best players to be able to carry you. I don't know what the health is going to be for Patrick Mahomes. Everyone fully expects him to play. The early signs have been nothing but encouraging with Patrick Mahomes. He's moving around far better than I think anybody expected him to. You know that he is putting the work in. You know that he is doing everything humanly possible to be as close to 100% and feel like himself for Sunday. I don't think that anything is being spared. If you know how he prepares and you've heard the stories about how Patrick Mahomes gets ready to play in these games, I bet right now he's living at the facility. He's got his trainer right there. They're in constant communication, trying treatments, trying to make sure that his ankle is fully healthy. But it might not be fully healthy. This is a game in which you need your first ballot Hall of Fame tight end to make big plays. This is a game in which you need your emerging seventh round pick rookie running back to really run the football effectively. You need the amount of money that you've spent on that defensive line. You've got a first team all pro defensive lineman that needs to wreak havoc in this game. Playoff Frank Clark. There's a lot of guys that need to step up and make plays in this game. Things like this cannot happen on Sunday.
Pacheco started wide. Now he comes in. Doesn't go the full motion. They'll fire for Pacheco. Caught. No, this is Kelsey. Kelsey's got the catch. And now the ball's out. Cincinnati rips it away from Kelsey. Are they going to say this is a fumble? Kelsey gets ripped at the end of the play at the 46-yard line. He had a 20-yard gain as Cincinnati gets the rip out and a fumble recovery. 13:52 to go in the game.
This tweet has been on my mind all week. Burrow's Bengals are 3-0 against Mahomes and the Chiefs, but the Chiefs have led by 18, 14, and 7 points in each of these three matchups. The Chiefs have never trailed entering the fourth quarter. The Chiefs have trailed for an average of only 15 minutes in each of the games. They have trailed for only an average of 7 minutes and 52 seconds in each of the second halves. They have outplayed Cincinnati for a majority of these matchups. Can the Chiefs avoid the costly penalty? Can they avoid the costly turnover? Can they avoid the costly mistake that has cost them every single time against Cincinnati? What the Chiefs do better than just about any team in the NFL, in my opinion, is they turn your mistakes against you. If you're going to be -2 in the turnover differential against Kansas City, you might as well go ahead and warm up the bus. Like, this is not a game that you have a chance of winning. The Chiefs see blood. They see you at your absolute most vulnerable point, and they attack every single time. The problem in this matchup has been so far that they've really fallen into that trap against Cincinnati, and they've been the team that's made the costly mistake in the final 5, 10, 15 minutes of this game that have allowed the Cincinnati Bengals to win. This game is really, really simple. We've thrown a lot of things out over the course of the week. It's kind of the job. Can the Chiefs protect the ball? Do they protect their quarterback, either with their offensive line or running the football effectively? Do they do a far better job of getting after Joe Burrow than they've gotten? Joe Burrow, in his last two matchups against the Chiefs, has 76 dropbacks and has been hit 2 times. That's not good enough. If this team is going to win this game, you've got to protect the football. You didn't in the first matchup. You've got to protect your quarterback, and you've got to do a far better job getting after Joe Burrow than you have in these matchups. If you do two out of the three of those things, this is a game that Kansas City wins, and they go to their third Super Bowl in the last 4 seasons. Our NFL playoff coverage here on 610 is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eat, drink, and see the scenic views. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll be joined by Christopher Mad Dog Russo. Quite frankly, one of the best sports talk hosts to ever do it. Mad Dog Russo will be on the show here coming up in about 15 minutes. Coming up on the other side, we need callers, 913-586-7610. We're going to play a special AFC Championship Game edition of the Carrington Hypothetical Button Game. Right now, you can lock in a good day from one of these four players, who are you pressing the button for? Juju Smith-Schuster, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Jerick McKinnon, or Kadarius Toney? This team is going to need an X factor. You expect Kelce to be Kelce. I expect Isaiah Pacheco to get opportunities. I expect those guys to make plays. Which of these four would you press the button to lock in a good game? Juju, MVS, Jerick McKinnon, and Kadarius Toney. I'll give you my answer on the other side, plus your phone calls. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 610 Sports Radio.
This is The Drive with Carrington Harrison. If you missed Patrick Mahomes on Monday at 2:15, you can listen on demand on the brand new Odyssey app or at 610sports.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You have two options in front of you. Which will you choose? It's time for another edition of the Carrington Hypothetical Button Game.
Our playoff coverage here on 610 is brought to you by Metro Ford. Visit their inventory online at kcmetroford.com. Coming up at the bottom of the hour in about 10 minutes or so, we'll be joined by Christopher Mad Dog Russo, one of the best sports talk hosts to ever do it. We'll get his thoughts on the game here coming up in just a bit. But we're doing a special AFC Championship edition of the Carrington Hypothetical Button Game. Who do you think is going to be the most important X factor in this game? If you could lock in a good game from one of these four players, who are you pressing the button for? We've got Juju Smith-Schuster, who had 29 yards receiving in their last game. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who played fairly decent the last time that the Chiefs and the Bengals matched up, but he had 6 yards receiving last week. Jerick McKinnon. Jerick McKinnon didn't have a single target in the pass game in the last postseason game for the Chiefs. And our last one is Kadarius Toney, who has certainly shown some explosiveness when given the football. Rob, my answer for this is going to be Jerick McKinnon. I think the Chiefs are going to be able to run the football pretty effectively with Isaiah Pacheco. They ran the ball well the last time that they played Cincinnati. Cincinnati has never really done a great job stopping Kansas City's run. I expect Kansas City to have some success running the football. I think they're going to need to in order to win this football game. I think they're going to need the quick pass screen game. And this offense was lethal with the screen game with Jerick McKinnon. You and I joked. Jerick McKinnon was the best anytime touchdown bet in the National Football League. I mean, we saw over a six-game stretch, he scored 8 touchdowns toward the end of the season. He was one of their most dynamic weapons. I think they're going to need that in this game. So if you're telling me I got to press the button on one of those guys, I would press the button on Jerick McKinnon. I think the run game is going to be of the utmost importance this week with the Mahomes injury. I think they're going to have to utilize the screen game. And a guy like Jerick McKinnon with his versatility, I'll press the button for Jerick McKinnon.
I'm going to take Juju Smith-Schuster. Because while I agree with you, the screen game is important in the run game, as much as I hate it more than anyone, I think will be of value this week against the Bengals. But what the Bengals have done against Mahomes in these three matchups is they've blitzed three and they've dropped eight and they've begged Mahomes, hey, dink and dunk us to death. I bet you won't do it. We saw it last year in the AFC Championship game. We saw it earlier this year. Do you know what is the solution to that problem? Throwing it 4 yards to Juju, letting him turn up field, get five or six, second and four. The best way to do it is dink and dunk with your big physical wide receiver. I heard all offseason, I was one of the people saying it. More weapons, less stars, but more weapons. Let Mahomes spread the wealth. Will make this offense more dynamic and better. He'll go through his progressions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Bengals are going to force him to do it. He's hurt. He should be able to do it. Juju should absolutely eat against Eli Apple. He's my answer.
Let's go to the phone lines here, 913-586-7610. If you could lock in a good game from one of these four players as the X Factor, who would you pick? Juju Smith-Schuster, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Jerick McKinnon, and Kadarius Toney. Steve, you're first up here on the Carrington Hypothetical Button Game. Which of these four are you picking?
Well, I think Kadarius Toney. I was talking to my son about that yesterday, and he said his athleticism really sets him apart from the rest of our receivers. I have to believe that. Last week he showed me quite a bit. I'm hoping for five or six catches for like 70 yards this week. And McKinnon, I think, is going to be Mahomes' personal protector. And he's got to keep Hilton off Mahomes. He's got to keep anybody that's blitzing off of Patrick. So I love McKinnon offensively, but I think he's really going to be serving a blocking role this weekend.
That's a really good point. I appreciate the phone call, Steve. We got one vote down for Kadarius Toney. You make a good point there. If protection is going to be at an absolute premium in this matchup, which you would expect it to be, they certainly trust Jerick McKinnon in pass blocking situations. It's a really good point for McKinnon. And while maybe he's not going to be the receiving type here, maybe that's what happened in the second half. Hey, we can't be using you as a pass catcher. We need you to stay home and help provide a little bit of extra pass coverage. Really good point by Steve. Let's go back to the phone lines here. We welcome Travis onto the show. Travis, pick one of these four: Juju, MVS, Jerick McKinnon, Kadarius Toney. Pick one of them as your X factor.
It's kind of hard to pick between Juju and Kent and McKinnon. I agree with the last caller. McKinnon is going to have to block. He's going to be the personal protector for Mahomes. I am going to go with Juju, though, just slightly over him, because I feel like if I'm the defense for the Bengals, I'm going to get after Patrick Mahomes, so I need to get after him, and I'm going to take Kelce away the best I can. They're not good at it, but they're going to try it, which should leave Juju one-on-one. It should leave all the receivers one-on-one, but I can't trust the others near as much as I can trust Juju. I think that Juju goes 110 plus on the yards. Maybe they hold Kelce down around 50 or 60, but they're going to need somebody like Juju to pick up where Kelsey's going to be taken away a little bit. So that makes me go Juju.
I appreciate the phone call here. If Juju has 100 yards in this game, I think the Chiefs win. I also think that Juju is going to make a lot of money for himself in the offseason if he has that kind of game. Like, this is one of those games, you know, we talk about the end of the season, how Albert Wilson got paid off that one big game. If Juju Smith-Schuster puts together his best game in, what, 4 or 5 years going up against that Bengals defense, I think Juju will have a very productive offseason. Maybe he could pay for Gates instead of we having to pay for Gates. Maybe Juju Smith-Schuster can pay for Gates when we go eat this offseason. Right now we're asking the question on 913-586-7610. It's a AFC Championship edition of the Hypothetical Button Game. Who's the most important X factor? If you could lock in a good game from one of these four players, who would you pick? Juju, MVS, Jerick McKinnon, Kadarius Toney. I picked Jerick McKinnon. I think the screen game is going to be valuable, but right now the results have been split. James, you're next up. Who are you picking?
Man, I'm going to go with Kadarius Toney, especially with the possibility of Mecole Hardman returning this week. I really think they can utilize both of those guys pre-snap with all those motions they do and the jet sweeps. I really think it could throw Cincinnati off guard, and those guys could be dynamic in this game.
I appreciate the phone call, James. It's important to note with Kadarius Toney that neither he nor Mecole Hardman played in the last matchup between these two teams. So there's just going to be an explosiveness with the offense that just wasn't there the last time that these two teams played each other. Kadarius Toney certainly provides a wrinkle that no other Chiefs player provides for this team. And they haven't had Mecole Hardman since the beginning of November. Now, I don't know what Mecole's availability is going to be for this game. I think there's a chance that he plays, but how much is he on the field? How much does he touch the football? I don't think we know in this. They haven't had Kadarius Toney and Mecole Hardman healthy for a whole lot this season. They haven't had a lot of opportunities to use both of those guys. Something has always gone wrong, or one of those guys have just been hurt. There's really no other way to put it. One of those guys has just normally been injured between those two. Coming up in just a bit, we'll be joined by Christopher Mad Dog Russo. He'll join us on the show here coming up in just a little bit. One of the best sports talk hosts to ever do it. Earlier in the week, we had on the play-by-play voice for the Cincinnati Bengals, Dan Hoard. We asked him our question, Chiefs win if, Bengals win if. Here was his answer.
The Chiefs win if they consistently pressure Joe Burrow. And that's happened before. It was obviously the biggest reason why the Rams beat the Bengals in the Super Bowl last year. Cincinnati just could not handle Aaron Donald in the second half of that game, and the Bengals wound up losing with less than 2 minutes to go. I guess I would say the Bengals win the game if they once again manage to at least contain Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs' offense. Chiefs are going to score their points, but can it be a reasonable number? It's been 24 the last two times the teams played. If it's something like that again, I would like Cincinnati's chances.
Pressure, pressure, pressure. I can't say it enough. Football is a line of scrimmage game. The Chiefs are going to need to win the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. They're going to have to win it running the football. They're going to have to win it protecting Patrick Mahomes. They're also going to have to win it getting after Joe Burrow. That is one thing that they have not done well the last two games, and that has contributed to a loss for the Chiefs against the Bengals. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by Christopher Mad Dog Russo. We'll get his thoughts on the AFC Championship game. Don't turn that dial. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Catch former All-Pro tackle Mitchell Schwartz Tuesday starting at 3 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to The Drive with burger connoisseur Carrington Harrison on 610 Sports Radio.
Our NFL playoff coverage is brought to you by Centric. Learn more at centric.com/610. Coming up at the top of the hour, I have just one very simple message to the Chiefs. If they want to beat the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday in the AFC Championship game, we'll get to that coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, let's head to the phone lines to be joined by, quite frankly, one of the best sports talk hosts to ever do it. You've heard him with Mike and the Mad Dog. He also does First Take throughout the course of the week. Very happy to be joined by Christopher Mad Dog Russo of SiriusXM Channel 82 and Mad Dog Sports Radio. Mad Dog, we appreciate you hopping on. There's a lot of growing sentiment in Kansas City about Patrick Mahomes' ankle after seeing him and how he's moved in practice earlier in the week. I think people have gotten really optimistic about what he could potentially look like in Sunday's matchup against Cincinnati.
I did hear his quotes yesterday with his press conference, felt that he was a little better than he thought. That obviously is something that they're going to need there on Sunday afternoon. I think the Bengals are going to beat Kansas City myself. I just got a funny feeling they have their number a little bit, but he needs to be as healthy as possible. You got to figure that high ankle sprain will keep him a little, give him a little less maneuverability, a little less ability to run. But you know, the better he is and moving around in that pocket, the better off Kansas City is going to be. I think this is a very tricky game. Cincinnati's got a little purpose to them. They play well against the Chiefs. He had a horrendous game last year, second half, Mahomes did against Cincinnati. I'm sure that probably will help him. This is a very tricky game to call. I like Cincinnati right now, but I like the way they're playing. They're hot, won all these games in a row. The coordinator's good. You know, Kansas City can be a little spotty. Jacksonville was in the game. Obviously, we all know about Houston and Denver and all these other teams in the course of the year. But without a near as 100% as possible Mahomes as they can get, they need him. Because he's we all know how great he is. So that's good news for a Chief fan if he's feeling a little better.
I think this is the best rivalry currently in the NFL. Do you think it can be a rivalry with Cincinnati being as dominant as they've been, with this rivalry being as one-sided? I mean, you got them winning this game. That would make them 4-0 over the last 13 months against Kansas City.
Yeah, the problem with calling it the best rivalry is they don't play each other guaranteed every year now. They're going to now because they both won their division, so you play the divisional winner. But, you know, the fact that they only play once, not twice, it's hard to compare it to Philly, Dallas, Giants, Eagles, even to a certain degree, Jets, Miami. I don't want to make it New York-centric here. You know, Pittsburgh and Baltimore is a good one. But, listen, these are two excellent teams. The quarterbacks are young, so they're going to go head-to-head in big games an awful lot last year, this year, and in the future. These are fun teams to watch. Again, Cincinnati's got their number. It's interesting that Mahomes has had a little trouble against this team, which is also interesting because he's been so great for against everybody else. So from that standpoint, I can understand people thinking that. And this is the problem the Chiefs have against Cincinnati is that this is the one team in a lot of ways, and Buffalo, they don't have a huge advantage at the quarterback spot. No, most of the teams that they play in a regular year and everything else, they have such an advantage because he's the best player in football. They have such an advantage over everybody that they play because of Mahomes. This is a game they don't. Mahomes is, I would probably take him over Burrow, but it's very, very close. And then the rest of the team, Cincinnati's got more weapons than Kansas City does. Cincinnati's defense, I think, is better than Kansas City's. So the rest of the team, it's sort of a little bit more, a little advantage for the Bengals. Mahomes is such a deodorant, and he camouflages so many other issues that his ball club has, but against the Bengals, he doesn't, which is one of the reasons why I think Cincinnati has had their number a little bit, as you said, three times in 13 months. Tough game this weekend. I wouldn't be shocked if the Chiefs won. But I think most people in America think the Bengals are going to win this game.
Right now we're talking to Christopher Mad Dog Russo, one of the best to do it, getting you ready for the AFC Championship game between the Chiefs and the Bengals. I wanted to run this by you because you're an historian. You've been watching football for a while. I don't think Mahomes is ever going to have the resume of being the greatest quarterback that we've ever seen. But just aesthetically watching the position, looking at his physical skill set, how he plays the position, and the way that it jumps off the screen, I think in 10 years, we're going to say that Mahomes is the best quarterback that we've ever seen. I don't think he's going to have the accolades of a Brady, maybe not even a Joe Montana, but just watching him play the position, I think we could be watching the best quarterback that we've ever seen.
I don't disagree with you. You're right. He's probably not going to win 7 Super Bowls. Montana wins the 4. He's not going to win that either. Well, he could win 4, but not the 7. That's asking too much. But the way he plays, his competitive instincts, his arm angles, his maneuverability, getting everybody involved, I mean, he's fun to watch. I mean, he's an all-timer. I mean, that's all there is to it at the end of the day. And I'll tell you the other thing about Mahomes. He hasn't really – well, he did last year against Cincinnati. In the second half, he was awful. He was the culprit. He played very poorly in that game, in the AFC Championship game. But other than that, he really has not been – he has never come up small in big games. He never disappoints. He's always played really well in the big game, outside of last year's second half. He's been, you know, I do not blame him for the Super Bowl. Andy Reid did a very poor job with his offensive line, didn't protect him properly against Tampa. So I do not blame him for that game. That was not Mahomes' fault. He busted his rear end in that game and put his life on the line. He got killed. But as far as his overall big game ability is concerned, unmatched. I like to see him have to play a game on a road in a big spot. I mean, he's never played a road playoff game. I wouldn't mind seeing him go to play in Cincinnati with the season on the line. But as far as the way he plays, his arm angles, maneuverability, he plays it like he's a shortstop, you know, which is the angles and his throws. He has no hill, no issues whatsoever. He's made Kelsey's great, don't get me wrong. But he's helped make Kelsey one of the all-timers at the position. Guy's a hell of a player. I mean, Kansas City, and he's young. The Chief fan, you know, who had a lot of quarterback issues for a long time, you know, with Skurback and you know, all the games that they lost in the big spot with the QBs, with Steve DeBerg, go on and on and on with their quarterbacks. They've had a lot of trouble in big, Kenny, a lot of problems with their QBs. He's different. And, you know, they're in good hands there for the next 10, 12 years. And he doesn't seem to get hurt that much either. He doesn't miss any games. Because he's smart enough to basically get himself out of trouble when he's in trouble. Hell of a player. Fun to watch.
You know that, you know, now we have to evaluate everybody's legacy off one individual game. I don't think that either quarterback's legacy is hurt by a loss on Sunday. If it's Mahomes, you had the ankle, you got to five straight AFC championship games. If you're Burrow and you lose, hey, you lost on the road to Patrick Mahomes at Arrowhead. Nobody's really dinging your legacy if you lose in that situation. I think it's only positive for both players. If you're Mahomes, you beat Cincinnati, you overcame that, you went to three Super Bowls in 4 years, and you did so on a bum leg. If you're Joe Burrow, in back-to-back seasons, you go on the road into Arrowhead and beat Patrick Mahomes, I don't think there's anything negative from a legacy standpoint for either quarterback. I think it's positives on both sides.
I agree with you 100%. They're both young. Both of they've both played in Super Bowls. I think the only thing that you could say, if this is Mahomes, looks pretty good on Sunday, to lose to Cincinnati again four times in, as you said, 13 months, that would be a little bothersome if you're a Chief fan, especially if he doesn't play great. But other than that, they have a lot of Super Bowls ahead of them. They've already accomplished a lot. Mahomes has won one. Obviously, Burrow won one in college. Lost last year. It wasn't his fault. Offensive line issues against the Rams. I'm with you 1,000%. This is not a situation where you would think if one guy, like, this is a do-or-die game for the QB. I think there's some pressure on Andy Reid. I think there's some pressure on him. You know, Andy's been around a long time. He's only won one championship. He's got an all-timer right now at his disposal. I think there's a little pressure on him, at least from my eyes. And he did not coach. He did not do a good job against Tampa. I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says. They were a little out of it there with the coach's son, with the mess, with the terrible tragedy there. I think that kind of threw him off some. I think that had some effect. But I think there's a little pressure on him. But other than that, I think the quarterbacks, even if they were awful this week, people would say something about Burrow having Mahomes' number, which would bother Mahomes. But he's accomplished a lot already. As you said, he's an all-time great. He's going to go down as a top 10 quarterback, if not higher, in the history of the NFL before it's all said and done. Burrow is an assassin. He has only been around a couple of years. Burrow's great, too. You're 100% right on that, Carrington. I totally agree.
Right now we're talking to Christopher Russo here, Mad Dog, for a couple more minutes, one of the best to ever do it. Have you thought about this run that Burrow's been on? Like, you mentioned his time at LSU. He put together one of the best college quarterback seasons we have ever seen. He didn't get drafted number one overall. He's already been to a Super Bowl. He's got his team on the cusp of another Super Bowl. Like, there haven't been many quarterbacks over a five-year span that just like magically appeared in our lives and have had the run that Joe Burrow's had.
Not only that, he went to Cincinnati to do it, a Bengal team that had all sorts of issues for a long time, you know, dealt with Marvin Lewis and Andy Dalton, and then were in obscurity forever. He went to Cincinnati and won. That's not an easy, you know, the Browns have always been, you know, at least Mike Brown never been, you know, never been looked at as one of the great owners in the league. And the fact that he went to that place from Ohio, wanted to play there, and has done this and put the Bengals on the map, I think that adds to his resume as well. Listen, he's a hell of a player. The thing you like about him is he is one of those guys that he's a, you know, he's a little bit like Emmitt Smith. You know, he's a blend-in guy. You know, he doesn't have to throw the ball 45 times a day to make you realize how great he is. You know, Mahomes, with the Chiefs, it's usually about Mahomes. With the Bengals, it's not always about Burrow. You know, he's got those great receivers. You know, against the Ravens, it was about the defense. Again, last week, it was about their overall balance. It's not always, even last year against Kansas City, it wasn't necessarily about him. It was about the Bengal defense stopping Mahomes in the second half. It's not always about him, and he seems to be okay with that. I think that adds to him, too. Listen, no matter how you dice these quarterbacks, and let's put Brady and Rodgers aside for a minute, him, Allen, and Mahomes, and I'm not ready to put Jalen Hurts there, him, Allen, and Mahomes are the three best quarterbacks in football. I mean, let's call it like, I mean, Mahomes one, probably Burrow now two, Allen three. You can put Allen two if you want. Those are your quarterbacks. Let's leave Rodgers out. Hurts has not done it long enough, and Brady's, you know, he's 46 years old. So let's leave those guys out of it. And Herbert's not there yet. These are the three best quarterbacks in football. And they're going to be the three best quarterbacks in football in the same conference or in their mid to late 20s for the next 8 to 10 years. Allen's going to win a Super Bowl. He's too good. Buffalo will win a Super Bowl in his era. Burrow's going to win a couple. And probably Mahomes win two or three more, too. So, I mean, when you're not winning in the NFL, go look at the history of the NFL, especially in the Super Bowl era. Without the quarterback, you are not winning. Brady's won 7. Ratio won 4. Montana won 4. Starr won 2. Staubach won 2. You know, you are not going out. You are not. Manning won 2. Eli won 2. And it wasn't a great quarterback, Eli, but certainly good enough. You are not going out there and winning these championships without a big time player at that position. Unless you, of course, you know, you have that defense a la the Bears and the Ravens. And the Bucks, who, you know, won with Brad Johnson and McMahon and, of course, Dilfer. Outside of those three, I don't know how many QBs have been champion. Flacco was a pretty good quarterback. Ripon was the MVP in the league the year he won. But normally you got to have a great QB. And these three franchises have three great QBs. And because of that, they're going to win multiple Super Bowls. That's all there is to it. Cincinnati and Buffalo. And we know Mahomes will. He's too good.
Mad Dog, we'll get you out of here with this. We ask all of our guests this. Chiefs win if, in your opinion, Bengals win if on Sunday?
Let me think about that. Well, the Chiefs obviously have to have he can't be hobbled at quarterback. You tell me that the Chief fan feels pretty good right now. I liked what he said yesterday, so I will assume that you guys are. I don't think we're going to know until he takes the field, but I will assume you guys are right. So let's answer the question thinking that he's at least 80%. How's that? Let's answer the question from that standpoint. All right, who wins and who loses? Cincinnati wins if they can have the balance offensively that they did last week, with obviously Mixon running for 80 yards, Hurst catching some touchdown passes. Obviously, we all know what Chase is going to do too. Cincinnati's balance offensively, and that's where Burrow is best at, is vital. And I guess I should add one other thing. Offensive line has got to block that deep front four. I think they were probably helped a little bit by the field last week in Orchard Park with the offensive linemen on the snow against the Bills' defensive front. So the offensive line has to play as well as it did last week and have a balanced attack. I think the Chiefs win if their secondary doesn't get burned by Chase, and I think the Chiefs win if they get a little something out of their wide receivers besides Kelce. I have trouble believing that the Bengal defense, and he's a good coordinator, is going to allow Kelsey to catch 14 passes. So let's say, let's give him 7. So who is going to catch those other 7 balls to make Kansas City's offense click? I think those are the things. Offensive line, Cincinnati in balance, some help for Kelsey, and making sure that he is not hobbled, trying, hopefully, that he isn't too hobbled, that he go out there and he can move and he can run around a little bit, because that's part of his game. And if he's stationary in that pocket, I don't think they're going to win. I don't think they're going to win anyway. But if he is stationary, they're not winning. He's got to be able to move around a little bit. And you know, it doesn't have to be a ballerina, but he's got to move around a little bit, be able to, you know, throw the ball on the run, get out of trouble, scramble for a couple of first downs. He does that, and they find some of that weapons offensively, they're, of course, be right in the game.
Mad Dog, I know you're an East Coast guy. We got to find a way to bring you to the Midwest here. We got to find a way to bring you to KC and get you some proper barbecue, because I know it's been a while since you've had some proper BBQ.
I was in Kansas City. I was there 2 years in a row with the World Series. Then I was there at the All-Star game, too. But the 2 years in a row at the World Series in 14 and 15, so that's what? They played how many home games? They played two home games against the Mets, and they played 4 against the Giants, plus the All-Star game. So I was there for that period there in 14 and 15. I love Kansas City. I did have barbecue properly. I love the juice in that town. I've always been a huge George Brett fan. I know all about the Chiefs-Miami game, that terrible loss with Stenerud, and I get lucky every Super Bowl because we talk to Clark Hunt for 20 minutes. So I'm all about KC. I know KC sports, trust me.
That is our guy, Christopher Mad Dog Russo, joining us on the show today. Quite frankly, he is one of the best to ever do this. Mad Dog, it was an honor to have you join us today to get ready for the AFC Championship. Thanks a bunch.
You got it, Carrington. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it today.
Absolutely. That's Mad Dog Russo joining us on the show today. Coming up at the top of the hour, I have a very simple message to relay to the Kansas City Chiefs as it pertains to the past 3 matchups between these two teams. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. But it's time for a little FanDuel Fridays. FanDuel Fridays right here on 610 are presented by FanDuel, America's number one sports book and the official sports book of 610 Sports Radio. So I was searching around on the app earlier today, and you know what I saw? Right now, you can get Isaiah Pacheco's over-under on rush yards at 48.5. Hold on now. I thought that something was wrong with my screen. I thought I was seeing things, the fact that this could happen. What do they know that I don't know? Because this seems like a slam dunk to me. If you think the Chiefs are winning, and I imagine many of you think this, there is not a path to them winning the game, and Isaiah Pacheco runs for less than 49 yards. The last time these two teams played, he ran for 66 yards. Last week, he ran for 98 yards. What is FanDuel on right now? Since becoming the starter for the Kansas City Chiefs, Isaiah Pacheco is averaging almost 65 yards rushing a game. He has almost 800 yards in 12 games rushing for this team. This is crazy talk to me. I am hammering the Isaiah Pacheco over on this one. I want you to take out your 401k. I want you to take all the money that you have invested in your daughter's college fund, and I want you to put all of it on Isaiah Pacheco running for at least 49 yards in this game. This is absolutely ridiculous. I have no clue what's going over. I don't know what's going on at FanDuel. Because this is wrong. This is off here. This is inaccurate information that they are peddling over there at FanDuel for Isaiah Pacheco's. It should be like 58.5. It should be like 59.5. 48.5? Ridiculous number. FanDuel Fridays is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook, and the official sportsbook of 610 Sports Radio. And also The Drive. Coming up at the top of the hour, I have just one very simple message to relay to the Kansas City Chiefs, one that would have helped them in their other 3 matchups. Hopefully they can avoid it in the 4th one. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.